And I believe we have with us Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. Wonderful.
Good, good.
So we're a week away from Purim.
A week away from Italy.
A week away from Italy, too. But, you know, there's Purim is an incredible holiday. So many things that go on, so many different lessons, so many different stories. So hoping we'll cover through quickly through the story of Purim. And then as well as there are many things that some people that I saw very cute did we know about Purim. Some people don't know certain things, and some things are even taken for granted. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. But the Jolly Festival of Purim is celebrated every year on the 14th of the Hebrew month of Adar, which is normally about now time, late winter, early spring. And it commemorates the salvation of the Jewish people in ancient Persia from Haman's plot to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, infants and women. It didn't make a difference, all in a single day. And that's all recorded in the Megillah. Now, the Persian Empire of the 14th century BCE extended over 127 lands, and all the Jews were its subjects. So when King Ahasuerus had his wife, Queen Vashti, executed for failing to follow his orders, he arranged a beauty pageant to find a new queen. The Jewish girl Esther found favor in his eyes, and she became the new queen, though she refused to divulge her nationality. Now, meanwhile, the Jewish hating Haman was appointed prime minister of the empire, and Mordechai was the leader of the Jews, who happened to be Esther's cousin, defied the king's order and refused to bow down to Haman. So Haman was enraged, and he convinced the king to issue a decree ordering the extermination of all the Jews on the 13th of Adar, a date that was chosen by a lottery Haman made. And we know the story that Mordechai and Esther, they got everyone to start fasting and praying and so on and so forth. And we know that they eventually won the war. The Jews won, and that was on the 14th day of Adar.
Yeah.
Now, why is it called Purim? Why is it not called, Simcha, party, or something? What's Purim?
Because of the poor.
Very, very smart man.
Thank you.
Purim means lots. And in ancient Persian. So the holiday was thus named since Haman had thrown lots to determine when he would carry out his big scheme.
So he was a gambler.
Yeah. He chose which one is a good day. And so because of that, it became that Purim is the name of the holiday. Now, we're not going to go, every year we go through the whole story in detail. So we sort of touched a little bit on the story. Now, there's a few Purim observances. There's the reading of the Megillah, which is the Book of Esther, which is a recount of the story of the Purim miracle. And this is done once on the eve of Purim. So this year will be Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
And then again the following day, which is Thursday. We give money gifts to at least two poor people. And if anyone that's called Matanot Levyonim, someone wants to give and does not know, you're more than welcome to give it to me, and I will distribute on the day of Purim to two needy families in our community, which unfortunately there are more than two.
Yeah.
We send gifts, baskets, gifts, food, two kinds of food to at least one person. And a festive Purim feast, which often includes wine and drinks and so on and so forth, to be very, very festive, which that we'll talk about soon, is the Purim in Italy that you were talking about before. Kids dressed up and adults dressed up in Purim costumes. And this is a tradition that has gone, as well as we have the traditional food of Hamantashen, or in Hebrew called Aznei Haman, which are the three-cornered pastries, which whatever filling is to your fantasy, whether it be poppy seeds, the sweet filling, chocolate, jelly, so on and so forth.
And from year to year, they fill them with new stuff.
Very funny. Very good. That is true. And on the day before Purim, which will be Wednesday, it is the customary to fast, commemorating Esther's fasting and praying to God that he save the Jewish people. Now, it's interesting because there are many things that some people know, some people don't know. Haman was hanged on the second day of Passover. Purim is the anniversary of the Jews' victory celebration after their wars against their enemies 11 months later. So Haman was not killed right then. He was hung on the second day of Passover. Queen Esther's Hebrew name was Hadassah, which in Esther is just in Persian. Interestingly as well, there's a lot of interesting facts. Now, the next one, Mordechai was the first person in history to be called a Jew.
I didn't know that.
Mordechai HaYehudi.
Right.
Before then, Jews were called Hebrews or Israelites.
Yeah, Ivri.
No. Ivri, right.
Yeah.
So he was the first. People think, oh, Abraham was the first Jew. He might have been the first Jew, but Mordechai was called the first Jew.
The first official Jew.
Yeah. Ahasuerus searched for 4 years for a queen, during which he considered more than 1,400 contestants before choosing Esther. Vashti, which was Ahasuerus, the king's first queen, was the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylon emperor who destroyed the first holy temple. People don't realize that. Haman was the one who advised Ahasuerus to kill Vashti.
Haman is the bad guy in this story.
Even to destroy his queen, that wasn't a Jew, to destroy her. There is an opinion in the Talmud that Esther was not beautiful at all and had a greenish complexion. So then there's a whole argument, why would he choose her out of all the 1,400 contestants? That's a different story. Haman, I don't think anyone knows this. Haman was once Mordechai's slave. He used to work for Mordechai. Mordechai, who refused to bow down to Haman, was a descendant of Benjamin, the only one of Jacob's sons who did not bow down to Haman's ancestor, which was who? Esau. So he kept that going. Haman's decree was never revoked. Ahasuerus, the king's only issue, he only issued a second decree, giving the Jews the right to defend themselves, but not the right to take away that they're going to be annihilated. I was trying to remember, I wrote down a whole bunch of different facts before we came on this morning that I thought was something that was so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Mordechai was a very old man during the story of Purim. He was already a member of the Sanhedrin, the highest court of the Torah law in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
79 years before the miracles of Purim. So he was not just a 20-year-old guy. He was nearly 80 years old. Another thing that I think most people would know is God's name is not mentioned even once in the entire book of Esther.
Megillah.
In the Megillah. Was never, not one. So, we see a lot of different interesting facts. But that's really a synopsis, an interesting fact in regards to Purim. But we do have next week, Thursday, in a week from today, at 5 o'clock, we're going to have our annual Purim community party. This year's theme is Purim in Italy. There is going to be amazing Italian food. We are going to have an amazing entertainer who is going to be doing many, many, many different things. We're going to have a tall unicycle, balancing tricks, fire eating, juggling, Rolla Bola. You have to come to find out what that is. I don't even know what it is, but it's something very exciting. And many, many more things. We're going to have putting themed arts and crafts for the kids. Every kid that comes in a costume is going to get prizes, delicious dessert. So Megillah reading is going to be 5 o'clock. Dinner and entertainment is going to start at 5:30. Admission, $20 per adult. Children 12 and under are free.
That's nice.
Due to a even this admission doesn't even cover all of our costs, and therefore we have the Jewish Community Endowment Fund of Windsor is co-sponsoring. We got an endowment fund to help us as well with that, and we have a private donor that pays for all the kids. He does not want a kid to pay to go to an event. So 7 days till Purim. Please, please RSVP so we know. You can call me 519-256-2572 or email windsorrabbi@gmail.com with your RSVP. It is going to be a spectacular event. It's at the JCC in the gymnasium. So, and we have Megillah reading Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in the Shar Chapel, where we'll have after Megillah reading Hamantashen and Lachayim. So it is going to be a wonderful Purim.
I'm sure it will.
And I look forward to seeing everyone.
Same here.
Be well. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi.
Enjoy, and it should be a peaceful, safe week in this country and in every other country, United States as well.
Yeah. Thank you again. So we will talk next week, Thursday, before the party.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Okay, be well.
Bye-bye.
Talk about it.